Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All righty, it is 6:13 now. Tommy Tucker, WWL, a big football Monday. Now, for those of you without power and listening on WWL or the radio.com app, you probably are getting a little tired of that. You don't care about getting tired of your power being off. And it doesn't mean as much to you as it does to us with power, but we're working on talking to Entergy to find out exactly where the problems are and when you can expect the power to come on. But I can tell you this, it's better than having the power out when it's 98 degrees, right? Highs of 75 today, and then we go up to 82 on Wednesday. But then on Thursday, Halloween, a 60% chance for showers. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we don't get out of the 60s for highs. So traditionally, the cool weather really doesn't come in until Halloween. And we're going to be a day late here. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll asking you, is there a team in the NFL that can beat the Saints? Those of you that have logged on to WWL and voted have said 85% are saying no. Now, Mike Dettillier joins us, our WWL NFL and college football analyst. Hey, Mike, how you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you, Tommy.
Is there a team in the NFL, the way the Saints played yesterday, and this is the way I'm looking at it, the way they played yesterday, I don't know that there's another team in the NFL that could have beaten that. Do you think?
Not unless you're helping someone. In that sense, you got to turn the ball over.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Continuously. That's the way you're going to lose a game, by turnovers. Because it is the great equalizer in sports. If you turn the ball over and you give other people opportunities, yeah. The way they played yesterday, no. They dominated up front along the offensive, defensive lines. And that's, again, been the strength of this team throughout. That win streak, even with Drew or without Drew. And so it's not what people want to hear, to be honest. They want this high-powered scoring, everything else. Man, it's about winning up front, and you've been able to do that, your offensive line. You didn't hear Terrell Suggs and Chandler Jones.
Nope.
Chandler Jones had 4 sacks the week before. Okay, he didn't do anything like that yesterday. The Saints offensive line did their job. And then defensively, they shut down the run. Last week, the big story was Chase Edmonds and what he was able to do. He rushed for over 100 yards. He had three runs of 20 yards or more in the game. I think total yesterday, they had right around 40 yards. So you're winning up front, and it's winning football.
What the hell is going on with the – and we're going to get more with the Saints and everything, obviously, but with the Arizona coach, with that going for it on fourth down, it was in the third quarter?
Man, listen, this ain't college football.
That was crazy.
You got to understand who you're going up against. And that might have worked against some of the teams he did go for it on fourth down. Wasn't working against the Saints. And that play call was El Lazio. That wasn't a good play call.
Maybe when he's at the other 30, right? Maybe you eschew the field goal and maybe you go ahead and try for it. But come on, man. Are you kidding
me? That flipped the field.
It did.
Basically kind of game, set, match with it on. But, you know, he's an aggressive coach. Always has been like that. If it's been at Texas Tech and early on with the Cardinals, and you live by the sword, you die by the sword, and yesterday was a dying moment for him.
Still, do you think Teddy Bridgewater should have started? I'm just kidding, and I'm not trying. Look, we're very thankful to Teddy Bridgewater. We are, and it was a nice moment.
You should. I agree with you. I thought it was a great moment. Fans
chanting Teddy.
Yeah. And that chant. You know, it was. You don't see that a lot. You know, you might a little bit in college football, but it's rare in the pros. It goes to show the fans, you know, of the Saints and what they feel about their football team and about the individual player. And he kept the train rolling.
And they're hip to what's happening, right, Mike? I mean, they know.
Exactly. They understand the emotion of that particular deal. And to have Drew back, you know, certainly he didn't look like any rust on him. I mean, he was just terrific. But it was a great moment for Teddy, too. And I think that's appreciated, maybe not in the time for Teddy, but down the road, yeah, you really sort of appreciate it.
I tell you what, it almost seems like Mickey and Sean looked into their crystal ball and said, you know what, Drew's going to get hurt this year. Let's give Teddy the big contract because we need him.
Well, you know what, that was probably in the back of their mind a year ago. When they made that trade with the Jets, that I think the thought process was, you know what, you know, it could happen. Oh, as your quarterback gets older and the hits you get in the NFL, let's go out and get a guy that has won in this league. And it was obvious he was back from the major knee injury. And let's go out and get him. And he's our insurance policy. And if we don't use him, well, okay, we still had it, just in case. And last year, they didn't need it. In the offseason, I think you went through that same process. And it could have easily swung the other way because he had a chance to go to Miami, sort of go back home and maybe be the guy. But I think he also knew being the guy on that Dolphins team, that wasn't going to last too long.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Atlanta, too, Mike, when we come back and other things going on in the NFL and also the Saints. If y'all got any questions or comments, text them 87870. Call us at 260-1870. It's 620, time for traffic now, WWL. Zach Streif with the call there on WWL. It is 625. I'm Tommy Tucker, WWL. Mike Dettillier, our guest, talking about the big Saints victory yesterday. Well, we're talking about Latavius Murray, Mike. Man, I'm going to tell you what gets me so excited is if you look at him and you look at Alvin Kamara on the sideline. He didn't even play yesterday. If you look at number 22, what's his name? Chauncey Gardner? I can never say his name right.
Chauncey Gardner Johnson.
He seemed to have had a great game yesterday. You got to be impressed with the depth of this team.
Yeah, that's, you know, we've talked about this from training camp on, that it's just not the frontline people. It's also, you know, the backups, role position players. And it's something that, you know, they've spent a lot of time trying to redo this roster and get you some depth across the board. That's what the offseason's all about because injuries are going to happen. And sometimes disappointment's going to happen with a player. And in the same appreciation you have for Teddy, you have for Latavius.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because people were complaining to you, me, everyone else about, man, Latavius Murray, he ain't Mark Ingram. No, he's not. But look at what he's been able to do when he was given that opportunity to carry the rush load over the last 2 weeks. He's gotten the job done. And, no, you don't have to be somebody else. You just got to be the best you. And Latavius Murray, he's shown up big the last couple weeks. And he is a guy that, like most runners, he's got to touch the ball 10, 12, 15 times. Now, most runners, you know, that are the number two guys don't do it. But in given that opportunity, Murray has shown you he's got that power to run between the tackles real well, and he's got a burst out in the open field. He's a big man.
Man, he's like a linebacker.
Mark was kind of a short squat. What's that?
I was going to ask you, he's like a linebacker, isn't he?
Yeah.
Latavius Murray?
He's a big man now. He's a 6'2" plus man. Mark was different. He was a short, kind of squatty runner, got a great sense of balance. While Murray is a big, tall runner. And, man, once he gets a couple steps, then he becomes a very violent person out on that field to try to tackle.
Somebody texted in, and I'm going to read this to you because they keep texting, trade deadline tomorrow. Will you finally ask Mike, tight end Eifert or A.J. Green, Bengals, Miami, Devontae Parker or Drake or Titans, Corey Davis or Jacksonville defensive end Nikoye 91, who they coveted out of draft? I can't really see the Saints making any trade, do you?
I think if it's a trade, it's a minor one. Now, the Bengals have never been known to trade people at the trade deadline. And, you know, other people in the league have told you, you call about A.J. Green and Eifert, they tell you, we're not trading them. So how are you going to make a trade if the team says we're not dealing them off? It is what it is. I wouldn't rule it out completely, but I think that it's probably a long shot.
One thing I noticed, and look, this is immaterial as far as the game goes, but I'm just wondering from football, it seemed on that flea flicker, whatever they threw, and they wound up getting a field goal out of it. I'm guessing that's something they saw on the tape from previous games where maybe Marcus Williams came up a little bit early when it looked like a screen or a pass to the flat, and that's why they thought it would work, but it only worked one time.
Yeah, in essence, sometimes when you have a trick play, it's not necessarily you trying to fool someone. It's something you have seen on tape that you think can work. It's not a, because you can't fool people in the NFL. Mm-hmm. They're pretty good at it. But what you do is you've watched them play enough and how people react on a play, and you say, you know what, I think this might work. And that play, it didn't work. It didn't work at all. But yesterday, bottom line was this. The Cardinals couldn't run the football. It fueled them the last couple weeks, and they couldn't do it against the Saints. It put everything on Kyler Murray. Man, if you watch that little guy play, man, can he sling it. I mean, that ball's coming out of there. You know, Bobby and I, we sitting next to one another and sort of looking at, man, you know, he didn't have a lot of help yesterday.
Got you, Mike. We got to run. We'll pick it up here. We come back. Time now, WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. 6:44, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It is kind of chilly outside right now, 60 degrees. Man, what a beautiful weekend it was. Highs of 75 today. I didn't even feel, Mike Dettelier, our guest, WWL NFL college football analyst. Did you feel anything from Olga, Mike?
Put it to you this way. I normally sleep pretty hard. I don't sleep for long, but I normally sleep hard. It woke me up about 3:10, 3:15 Saturday morning, and we got it pretty good here for about an hour and a half.
Wow.
Well, we had winds in that 40, 45, maybe even a little bit more. And so, man, it was really howling. And then, you know, once it passed, it passed. But, yeah, we felt it pretty good.
I slept through it. I didn't even know anything had happened. I saw a couple of branches down the yard. It's like, well, okay.
You know, one of the things here, because it's an agricultural area where I live, the sugarcane farmer, you pass on that 308 and see, man, that sugarcane's been pretty good.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, they thought they had got out of it. You know, most of the farmers that are still in it thought, you know, here we are sort of late October. You're not going to get anything like mm-hmm. that. And it's been pretty good.
Can that kind of thing be salvaged?
Yeah, it can. You know, sugarcane is sort of a sensitive growing entities, I guess the best thing to say. And, you know, once it gets that height and you get that wind, like when it came out from the south at you, it got a tendency to bend. But they'll salvage it. But still, you didn't expect it this late in October you would get that sort of event happen.
Hi, this is your early morning weather and farm report with Mike and Tommy.
That's it.
Tell me what most of the text I'm getting are asking, going forward, how does Sean Payton use all of these weapons, balance all of these weapons without anybody getting upset because they're not getting enough carries, enough this, enough that?
No, my thing is it's all about winning. you know, you understand you're part of a group that's winning right now, and however you're going to be used, that's how it is. Man, I'd much rather have that problem than have a problem of not having enough.
Yep.
And so, you know, Sean's always been good about distributing, getting everybody involved. We see it with Drew every week, sort of 8-9 guys touching the football. But that's not a major problem when you're winning. Everybody wants to touch the ball a little bit more than what they do. That's just part of the game. But when you win, everybody's happy with it. And they've kept that constant rotation on defense with players, and sort of the same way on the offensive side of football. You'd like to see a little bit more, production from receivers other than Michael Thomas, who he's on pace to break the single-season reception record that Marvin Harrison have of 143. He's got 72 midway into the season. So, man, is he on a roll? But you'd like to get a little bit more, and hopefully you'll get Jared Cook back healthy. And Traquan, I know he's been hurt also. But other than that, man, when you're winning, everybody's happy.
All right, let me think outside the box here. What about if you use Latavius Murray as a running back, and at the same time you got Alvin Kamara on the field playing like the Edelman role?
Well, he does do that.
Know what I mean?
They do split him out and put him in the slot role as a receiver. But what you're going to see is similar to the usage when Ingram was here, in that I think they found the right fit for Latavius. They understand the type of back he is today. And there is no back that's today, that heavy-duty guy that's carrying the football 30 times, 32 times a game. That pretty much has went in, you know, grandfather's times. But you want to run the football, and you want to be effective with it. And they found the right guy. I think Murray's going to do you a good job down the stretch. And they're two different style backs, though they can do the same thing. In essence, Murray's a pretty good receiver coming out of the backfield. Mm-hmm. You don't have to change your play calling with that. And that was the thing that made Kamara and Ingram so good. Even though they were different style runners, you could still run the same plays because Mark could catch the ball so well.
Mm-hmm. All right, we take a break. When we come back, some of the texts that are coming in, Mark, you can answer. Do we have a kicker issue? You can address that. Somebody else texted in. Saints are 7-1. Still no respect from the media. All I see is New England, Green Bay, and San Francisco and ESPN. I've gotten over that respect from the media thing a long time ago. And when it comes to the NBC flex in the game, I tried to read it several times, and to me it was kind of like the pass interference rule in the NFL, or maybe trying to figure out my taxes, and I couldn't quite understand it. So perhaps you can shed some light on it. Let us know when we come back if there's any way the 49ers-Saints game could be flexed to Sunday night, because I would rather have them play on Sunday night in prime time because they do pretty well. 6:50, 10 till 6, 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Victory Morning. Mike Dettelier, our guest as always, WWL NFL and college football analyst. You can second guess with him and a Cajun Cannon this evening from the Silver Slipper on the beach in Hancock County, Mississippi. Beautiful Hancock County, huh, Mike?
Yeah, it's nice, man. It really is.
All right, the New Orleans Saints head coach show, the Rouse's Markets Coaches Show, is going to have Saints head coach Sean Payton and defensive coordinator Dennis Allen. So don't miss that. That is at 6:30, and of course the second guest starts at 4 o'clock. So, Mike, kickers, do we have an issue with that or not?
No, you just got a kicker that has been through a difficult slump. Man, I've seen people post that yesterday after he missed it. Come on, look how good this guy's been for you. And so he misses a couple kicks. You know, hey, listen, at your job, sometimes you could not be at the highest level either.
Who, me?
you, I, and everybody
I'm
else.
Kidding.
So you get it. But no, they don't have a kicking problem.
What about Sunday night football? Because I think the Saints do better on Sunday night when they play the 49ers. Do you understand how all that works and if there's any way NBC would flex that game? Because that seems like one of the bigger ones.
Yeah. You know, why are you and I on the air for the most part?
They pay us.
Not because we nice guys or anything else, and we probably don't speak the English as well as most, but ratings.
Come on, brah.
Oh. No, I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
We're not on the air for anything more than that.
Yep.
I mean, because if you don't get ratings, guess what?
You don't work.
Not on the air.
No, that's right.
And it's the same thing for Sunday night football in that flex situation. When it gets a little closer, they're going to make that decision on what's going to get us the best ratings, because that's money to them. The networks understand that real good. And so I think there's a strong possibility. The other thing, too, had the Panthers continue to win, I thought that was a possibility also. But that 49ers-Saints game is now loomed as a huge game because of the way the 49ers are playing and continuously winning, and they're undefeated. So I think that's a real strong shot.
Thanksgiving.
That becomes a flex game.
Thanksgiving night, they got the Saints in Atlanta, which I guess at one point was a big showdown,
yeah.
But now not so much. You think Dan Quinn will be the head coach by then?
Man, you listened to the owner yesterday. He's talking in the past tense. I mean, the only decision he's got, he's making his own decision tougher. Come on, you know you got to make a change. He's got three former NFL coaches on the staff. He understands that the fans have given up on this season in Atlanta. He's making it tougher on himself because I think when you're in that spot, you know you're going to have to get rid of Dan. It's just tough to do it. I get that part, but you got to move on with it. It's not going to change the season at any manner. It's not going to do that. But it also gives you an avenue to go out and try to get someone and make that contact early, because 6 or 8 teams every year make that coaching change.
Thank you, Mike. We'll listen for you this afternoon. Mike and Bobby, second guests, Silver Slipper Casino on a beach in Hancock County, Mississippi. And, of course, a big part of that is the Rouse Markets Coaches Show. Saints head coach Sean Payton and this week's assistant defensive coordinator Dennis Allen. That starts at 6:30, then Monday Night Football, Dolphins at the Steelers. We're going to take a break when we come back. LSU has surpassed Alabama as the...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.